Boker Tov, good morning, Shavua Tov. I hope everybody had a beautiful Purim. Baruch Hashem. We have a big Mazal Tov in the room, so I want to first thank our sponsor for today, Elliot Namdar, the brother of the Chatan, in the honor of Jacob and Karen, Bezat Hashem. We're getting married tonight. Mazal Tov, Mazal Tov, Mazal Tov. Should build a bayit ne'eman b'Yisrael, Bezat Hashem. Okay, today's class should be for the refuah. Shalama v'ol d'cholim v'chalam chemda v'chamer chanuzan amen chanukam nifka. Sarah ben Monir, shalama mitzara David ben Chana yafav v'devar nifka v'dechav nifka v'deser. Shalama ben Eser Fani ben Avraham shem ben Chana yafav ben Miriam. Yehuda ben Yafar chayes zeher chav ben Chana simcha ben Malka. Miriam ben Yachav ben Shemuel Chana adam ben Rasa ben Tamar chav ben Demarcha ben Demarcha. Dan ben Eser Shalama ben Oki Oli Yakum ben Demarcha Yosef ben Tenta Yerayim ben Yafay Yosef ben Demarcha shem ben Penina. Yosef ben Yafat Daniel ben Dina simcha ben Leah. Ephraim ben Leah. Magidu ben I want to talk about a little bit about Purim. We had in the Megillat Esther, a beautiful, beautiful discussion between Esther and Mordechai. We know the story, I don't want to go so much into the details, but I just want to read a few lines from the Megillah. Esther gets chosen to be the queen, to be Achashverosh's queen. She's in the palace. She has this power now. And now, what happens is, Haman wants to kill all the Jews, because Haman sees that Mordechai is not bowing down to him. So he puts this decree that all of the Jews should be killed. And so now, Mordechai calls a message to Esther, and tells her, you need to go into Achashverosh's throne, into his palace, into his room, and convince him, telling him not to kill the Jews. He loves you. Tell him you're a Jew, convince him not to kill us. And Esther responds the following. Esther responds by saying that there is a rule in Achashverosh's palace that anyone who's not called into the king's room and goes in without permission gets killed. And the only way they live is if the king, Achashverosh, decides to put out his gold scepter for her to reach it. And Mordechai responds something to Esther that is such a vital, it's such an important pasuk in our Tanakh, in our story of the Megillah, that I want to read the pasuk to you inside. The pasuk says, Kima charesh tacharishi ba'et hazot. Revach v'atzala yamod le'yudim b'makom acher. It says, if you keep silent in this case, and Esther, you don't stand up for what you're supposed to do, then Mordechai tells her, revach v'atzala yamod le'yudim b'makom acher. The Savior will come for the Jews from another place. The Jews will be saved. Do you want to be part of that mission or not? This is what Mordechai tells him. And he continues, Ve'at ubeit avich tovedu. Says, you and your house and your family's house will be gone. There will be nothing left of you. Why? Says, Umi yodea im la'et kazot yigat l'malchut. Who knows, Mordechai tells her, who knows, Esther, if this is the only reason why you got into the king's palace, it was to save the Jewish people. Sometimes I read this pasuk and it brings me chills. And it tells me, and it's me asking myself, are we doing what we're supposed to be doing here in this world? If you ask yourself, and Hashem looks at you after 120, and He says, you had this opportunity, you had that opportunity, you had this opportunity, you got involved there, you could have got involved there, you could have done this, you could have done that. What's your answer going to be? We have to be prepared. We have to understand that Hashem is going to ask us this question. Mordechai told Esther the biggest lesson of Musar we can ever take. He said, possibly your purpose in this world was to save the Jewish people in the palace. Your response being afraid of being put to death, Hashem's in charge of this world. You can't be afraid of any human being. You have to only fear God. You have to know that Hashem is in charge of every single thing. I want to read it again. It says, Revach v'atzala yamod le'yudim imakom acher. It says, the Jews will be saved no matter what. Do you want to be part of it or not? If you're somebody who wants to get involved, if you're somebody who's involved, but you don't know if you're doing enough or not, you have to ask yourself, am I doing what Hashem wants me to be doing? Am I doing enough on my part that when I get up upstairs after 120 years, I'm going to be able to say, Hashem, I fulfilled everything I was supposed to do. Now again, how do we know? We don't know for sure everything you're supposed to do in this world. But one thing you do know is when you go after Avodat Hashem, when you go after serving of Hashem, and you do things getting closer to Hashem, you can feel and senses where you really connect to something, and that's going to bring you closer to what your purpose is in this world. When you feel connection to something that has to do with your closeness to Hashem, you have to keep pushing. Don't let go of that. Keep doing that. If yours is chesed, keep going after chesed. If a person is learning and teaching Torah, that's his connection to Hashem. That's where he feels the connection. He has to continue going after that. In anything that you do, wherever you feel the strongest connection to Hashem, you have to keep pushing after that. Because that's where you're going to find your purpose in this world. And Mordechai is telling us there, whether you're afraid of Achashverosh or not, doesn't matter to me. Because the Jewish people will be saved. Your job, what you're supposed to do in this world, if you don't do it, someone else will. You have to decide if you want to fulfill your purpose in this world or not. And when is a better day and time to decide that, if not the day after Purim? We say that Yom HaKippurim, the holiest day of the year, is only Kippurim. It's like Purim. It's not even on the same holiness as the day of Purim. The day of Purim has a special light and power that a person can bring so much Kedushah into their lives that can sprout for the rest of the year. It's stronger even than Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is only like Purim. It's not Purim itself. Purim has a higher level. Purim has such a higher level that a person can pull from Purim. And I think this is one of the lessons we can take from the story of Purim and from the Megillat Esther. Is, are we doing what we're supposed to be doing here? When Hashem asks us, somebody else can do your job, but I chose you. What's your excuse? How are we going to answer? Every single one of us has something that we're supposed to be doing here. We all have a general. We're as general Am Yisrael, we have to be good Jews, we have to get married, we have to bring children, we have to reproduce, we have to come to Minyan, we have to learn Torah. That's every Jew. But each and every one of us has a specific purpose in this world. Are you fulfilling that purpose? Do you feel like you're fulfilling that purpose? Ask yourself that question. And if you feel like the answer is, I don't know, maybe we have to search more. How can you search more to understand what your purpose is in this world? And I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to end with this. How can you find out a little bit more about what your purpose is here in this world? Let me tell you by a story of an analogy. There's a person who, his great-grandfather passed away before he was born. And when he would grow up, he wanted to learn more about his great-grandfather. He wanted to say, hey, I want to be more like him, but I don't know anything about him. So he goes to his father and he says, Dad, how can I learn more about our great-grandfather? So the dad says, I'll tell you some stories about him. I'll give you this biography that was written about him. I'll give you all of these details, so on and so forth, and starts telling him. And this is how he starts to learn bits and pieces about his great-grandfather. Lehavdil, this is the same thing with Hashem. A person who wants to understand Hashem and wants to get closer to Hashem and wants to understand his purpose in this world, the only way to do it is through the biography of Hashem, which is the Torah Kedoshah, which is our Torah. Every single day, spending time learning Torah, every single day, asking people who are closest to that person, closest to Hashem, which are the Rabbanim, the Gedolim, the people who know the Torah the most, ask them to help you, to guide you, to show you, hey, what am I doing? Can I be doing something better? Can I be increasing? I'm doing this chesed. Can I be doing this chesed better? Can I be doing more chesed? Maybe I'm not doing enough. How can I do more? Can you encourage me? You have to step up, and today is the day, right now is the time. May we all learn from what Mordechai said to Esther. Mordechai said to Esther, no matter what, the Jewish people will continue. Do you want to be part of the mission? Do you want to fulfill your mission in this world or not? And I'm going to say that message back to all of us, myself included. Hashem will tell all of us, we all have a mission. The Jewish people will continue. Do you want to be part of that mission? Ask yourself that question today, and let's make a change today, so that we can be part of the better of the Jewish people starting tomorrow. Have a great day, everyone, and Shalom.